In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of the Holy 50 days, and today the Lord is letting us know about Himself more and more as the Church made this order during the Holy 50 days. The Lord today is saying to us, I am the Lord, I am the light of the world. Not only so, but He is also telling us that when we believe in Him being the true light, we will also become sons of light. He said, believe in the light that you may become sons of light. We all know that the Lord was not a regular person. He's not just a man who came to the world. His life, His sayings, His deeds, His resurrection from the dead by His own might, all of these let us know that He is not just a regular man. He is God who came in the flesh. But with all of these things before us, still a lot of people, they do not believe in Him. Even us who believe in Him, yes, with our minds, we confess Him being Lord, but sometimes we also do not believe with the meaning that we live what we declare and confess. So what is the reasons why this is difficult? That the people would believe in the light and turn it to become sons and daughters and children of light. What hinders us, who believe already by our minds, to follow Him and become like Him, shining to the world, reflecting His light to the world? There are some reasons that we are going to mention. The first reason is the hardness of heart. The Lord said, therefore they could not believe, speaking about the Hebrews, Jewish nation. Because Isaiah said again, He has blinded their eyes and hardened their hearts, lest they should see with their eyes, lest they should understand with their hearts, and turn so that I should heal them. The hardness of heart that makes us to hear the word of God over and over and over, and we just turn it away and we ignore it. How many times we came and we heard, and we knew that what we are doing, how we are living our life, is something that wouldn't make us children of light. And how many times we choose to ignore the message. The hardness of heart that comes from the pride of man's heart and the arrogance that make us to think that we know everything. We are not in need of anyone to teach us, even God Himself. He is not relevant to our day-to-day life. The hardness of heart that comes from being only seeking after the lusts of the world and its pleasures, about being overwhelmed with day-to-day business, that make us not aware. We are not actually keen to know even what God says, how He wants us to live. God becomes to us like a figure in history. We just know about Him and put Him in the book back, and we just proceed in our lives. With this hardness of heart, there is no way anyone can believe and become a child to God and a son of light. This is the first reason why people do not believe, because of the hardness of heart. The second reason, because as the Lord said today as well, loving the glory of men. The Lord continued speaking about the Pharisees. He said, nevertheless, even among the rulers of the Pharisees and the scribes, many believed in Him, but because of the Pharisees, they did not confess Him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue, for they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. The praise of men, we can maybe give it another name, the peer pressure that we are all acquainted and aware of, that we do not want to believe or live as believers because simply we want to get the approval of the people around us more than anything else. I don't want to confess that I believe in God because this today is something maybe shameful. I do not want to say that I am keeping my chastity and purity. I am abstaining from any sexual deeds before marriage, because that when I say something like this, I will be an awkward person. I do not want to say that I go to the church or I fast, because if I say something like this, maybe the people will look to me as a weird person. All of this makes us, at the end of the day, we try to be conformed to the world. We try to get the approval and the praise of men above anything else. By doing this, we cannot join the children of light. We are just going to get the approval and praise of men, as those rulers who believed with their minds, but they were not able to live what they knew is the truth. A great difference between knowing the truth and living the truth and behaving according to what we believe. So the first reason is the hardness of heart. The second one is the loving the glory of men. The third reason that hinder people from believing is following God only for what he can give. The people cry to God because we have a request. When God gives, then he is my God and he is my Lord, I follow him. When I am denied what I'm asking, then what comes to my mind is God is not relevant to me. God is not listening to me. And sometimes people say that God does not exist. If he exists, why we suffer? A very naive question that comes from people who do not know the truth. We love him only when he gives. We deal with him not because we really appreciate what he is doing, what he is every day accomplishing in our lives, but rather that because we have a request, and the request we wanted to be granted. The Lord spoke about this when he spoke about St. John the Baptist. He said, he was the burning and shining lamp, and you were willing for a time to rejoice in his light. You were willing only to rejoice in his light, to enjoy what this man can do to you. Just looking at him and enjoying him, but to follow, this is something totally different. This is not the way, my brethren, how we believe. This is not the way we become and turn, become children of light, that we only follow God at the time of ease. We only follow God when we understand, when things make sense according to our own standards. If this is the case, we will sure, definitely, we will stumble at a certain point, we will turn away from him. We will come sometimes and say, I didn't understand what is going on in my life. Why this is happening? And then when we do not understand, we do not say that this is because of our limitation, but because God is not good. He is not merciful. He does not listen. And we stumble in him and we turn away. This is not the way we believe. This is not the way we turn and become children of light. The fourth reason, people do not believe when they reject the truth. Actually, they do not want to hear it. It is not relevant to them. Here, also the Lord speaking here in the Gospel of St. John. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen, that they have been done in God. The people who love the truth, who search for it, who consider it as something important, they come to the light and they believe in it. Sometimes I hear this so often. I will go to another church, another denomination, and I will attend with them. Why? I stumble in the people in the church. I do not like them. They do not treat me fairly. But is this the only reason that brings you to the church? What about the truth? They say that they are all the churches of God. How come? How come someone says something and the other church says the opposite and both we become right? How can we say that this is the body and blood of Christ and another church says no and both of us are right? How come this? Sometimes we shop for churches like we shop between markets. They are all equal. Why we say this? Because the truth is not relevant. Another time, and this was a debate also with the person who chose to go away from the church. He said that I will go to other church. And I said to him, you know that there is some flaws in their teaching. He said that, well, I don't care. I love God and God loves me. What about your children? They say that the atmosphere there is better. And I asked him, if you know that this particular school is teaching you that the earth is still flat, it's not a sphere anymore, it is flat, would you put your child there because the principal is nice and the teachers are kind towards you? Would you feel comfortable to raise your son in a school that raises him something against the truth? He said, absolutely not, I wouldn't allow that. And I asked him, why you allow this when it comes to the basics of religion? The truth, where is it? If you go there because you believe that this particular church is holding the truth, go for it. If not, then the truth should be relevant. that truth should dominate, should prevail, should make me and you to go after it wherever it is. When the truth is relevant, we will search for it and we will change to become the children of light. When the truth is irrelevant, doesn't matter, it is not in our agenda, then it is very unlikely that we will come to know it and will change to become like our master, children of light. The fifth reason behind not believing and becoming and turning into children of light when we love darkness. Is anybody love darkness? Yes, a lot of people love darkness. This is what the Lord said as well, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. How we love light, how love darkness, when our deeds are evil? You find the kids going over the internet, wandering and using names that they are not their names. And they keep on chatting and say all kinds of nonsense, and they are hiding because nobody's seeing me. Then I can expose the evil thoughts in me, and I feel like it's okay. I'm just entertaining myself. It's an act of loving darkness. Can I do this before the people? Can I reveal this to my parents? I reveal it to the church? I can't. Why? Simply because it's an act of darkness. The things that we cannot expose it, we cannot talk about it out loud, we cannot bring it in our prayers before God. It's an act of darkness, and we should be refraining from it, being a children of light. We are not called to be children of darkness, but rather to be children of light. Let us examine these reasons. Are they, all of them, or one of them is still in my life that make me to wander away from the light and hinder me from believing? Let us review them. People do not believe in light when they are afflicted with the hardness of heart, when they love the glory of men rather than the praise from God, because when we follow Him for what He can give, when we reject the truth and the truth is irrelevant to us, and when we love darkness more than light. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.